Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
This is Sound Opinions, and this week we're going to share some of our favorite albums of 2019, what we think are the best of the best.
If you've listened to this show, you know that these are the records we enjoyed listening to the most, that we came back to again and again, that we think sum up the year. And I have to say, Greg, I think it was another strange year in the United States of America. And as I was going over my top 10 list, I know you have 10 as well. We'll highlight four each today. You know, a lot of this music is about existentialism.
Yeah.
What is it like to be alive at this moment? We're also going to hear from our production team with some of their picks and some listeners. But, Greg, I am going to kick things off with one of my picks. This is number 5 on my top 10 list, right in the middle. Killsbird's, its self-titled debut album. I was so angry when we were doing a Buried Treasure show, and you picked this, and I picked this, and you won the coin toss. You got to talk about them. Now I get to talk about them. What a fantastic band, led by a vocalist, Nina Lecci, who came to America from Bosnia. This is a wonderful extension of the alternative rock sounds of the 90s. A little experimental, a little poppy, very rocking, the whole thing. Feminist, self-empowered, self-assured, but also music in the face of challenges. All right, music getting us through difficult times. That is what Nina is doing. And the band is incredibly inventive. I love this record. I love it to pieces. I'm going to play a song called Worthy Girl. You always know it's a good record, Greg, when there's 9 tracks and you can't decide which to play. I'm just going with the one that kicks things off because it sets the tone for the entire self-titled Killsbirds album. Here it is, Worthy Girl by Killsbirds on Sound Opinions.
This flower kills birds. When she dies, she rots like flesh. This flower kills birds. When she dies, she rots like flesh. How can she be queen when she can't read maps? How can she be queen? Will you water her plants? Bang, bang, bang!
Worthy Girl, Kills Birds is the name of the band and the album. Fantastic stuff.
I love that record, too. It's in my top 10 as well. We completely agree on that one. That is a blowtorch of a rock album. Here's a blowtorch of a hip-hop album, Eugen Black Rock's Anima Mysterium. You know, game recognizes game, right? Kendrick Lamar picked Eugen to be on the Black Panther soundtrack. I think he found a kindred spirit here in this South African MC. She's got that sort of raspy voice. She sounds like an oracle on this record. She waxes mystical and political and Afrofuturistic. She sounds like a wise soul, even though she's a young woman. There seems to be like an ageless quality to a lot of what she's speaking about, bringing together the ancient and the future in terms of the way she's reading the world right now. There's a great line in the middle of this record. I misread the rules and made my own like a pagan. She is not playing by anyone's rules but her own. And at the same time, she's very much within that tradition of Afrofuturism. And we can go back to, you know, people like Sun Ra and on through, you know, Parliament Funkadelic, bringing that tradition forward in this hip-hop record that, you know, full of swirling synthesizers and those decaying beats and the atmosphere really thick, cryptic visions, but also, you know, real ghostly kind of context for a lot of this Soul Dusty's vibe that she's bringing into. So there's a mystical quality, is the best way I can describe it. Very Kendrick-like. If you like Kendrick Lamar, you're going to love this record. If you loved Cannibal Ox, that Def Jux record, I'd reference that in the past in reviewing this record, you're going to love this record. Here's Picture Box from Eugen Black Rock's Anima Mysterium, one of my top records of the year on Sound Opinions.
Conspiring in secrecy, my ghouls grab chains and exchange theories on other spooks and black books. Sad souls known to grab noose and hang loose. They hypnotized by the tube, horrific daily news, ears ringing from eerie noises, empty vessels make the loudest. TV hosts invading living rooms like haunted houses. Spewing words without content, spoken out of context. I breathe deep, inhale the sweet perfume of the dead. The ghosts that haunt my spirit hide in mist and early showers. To purify the self, I throw my fears in burning fires. Desperate times call desperate measures, but situations dire. Tower over furnaces unburnt and demons cower. But the world spins or it seems to. Watch the heavens, wonder if the gods and us could be equals. Stars circle the planet that follow us to the Kaaba. Universal in breath directs the flow of prana. Unfolding cosmic sagas in the gallows, where my shadow reigns supreme. Diana with a bow, the protectress of all thieves. Steel beating hearts from chests and leave static on the screen. I live in frequencies where strange schools of sorcery meet. Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Let the rhythm bring peace to your bubbling heart. Find the inner space at night, the most cosmic of sparks. The firefly that shines like the sun and lights up the dark. Turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Let the rhythm bring peace to your bubbling heart. Find the inner space at night, the most cosmic of sparks. A firefly that shines like the sun and lights up the dark. Hark, the herald angel sings melodies on harp strings. Rather stay blind to mass appeal than kill the art for it. So rhyme books stay poisoned with the arsenic. Scribble lines with plots and twists confounding urologists. Deep in my delirium, I'll write breathing little puns. Hissing sounds when they release, purged out from brittle lungs. Smoking guns, my lyrics are dense. The jargon tends to give the same sensation that sinking does.
That is Picture Box from Eugen Black Rock. The name of the album is Anima Mysterium, number 9 on my top 10 list. Jim, what have you got next?
Greg, I'm going to number 3 on my top 10 list, Taco Cat. This Mess Is a Place. I think sometimes people think many critics are just sitting there on the mountaintop decreeing what they think. You and I have always believed criticism is a conversation between people who care passionately about the art. I was turned on to Taco Cat originally by a listener a long time ago, I think just after their debut album, Shame Spiral, 2010. In 2016, Lost Time was one of my albums of the year. Now comes the fourth album by this Seattle pop-punk quartet on Sub Pop Records. You know, at different points, if you skipped around the record, you would swear this was a doo-wop girl group, you know, from the 60s. You would think at another point it was a Joan Jett record from that new wave era, or maybe even a little X-Ray Specs, okay, or an alt-rock record, the great Farouk Assault. There are echoes of all of that, and yet Taco Cat is making music that at the end of the day is very much its own and very much of this time. When we reviewed this album, I said that the line in Crystal Bowl, "What a time to barely be alive," is really the theme of this whole year, at least for me. And yet, whenever I played this record, I felt better about being alive. I felt more alive. That, to me, is the definition of good rock and roll. I'm going to play the song Hologram, which poses the question, or makes the statement, power is a hologram. Mm. It's a projection. It is temporary. It is something we can wave our hand and go right through the middle of. And I think that's a reassuring thought at this time. Taco Cat, the album is This Mess Is a Place, number 3 on my list. The song is Hologram on Sound Opinions.
Just say, so I don't say anything. It's not even.
Hologram by Taco Cat. This Mess is a Place. What a wonderful album.
It is indeed, Jim. And now it is time to hear from some of our listeners about their picks for the best album of the year.
Hi, my name's Sharon, and I'm calling from Willowbrook. My favorite album of 2019 is The Highwaymen.
Full-time living on a half-time schedule. Always trying to make everybody feel special. Learning when to break and when to hit the pedal. Working hard to look good till we die.
They did a riff on The Highwaymen, and the songs are awesome. Voices are beautiful. The harmonies. Super cool album. Made me actually like country music more. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Redesigning women, running the world while we're cleaning up the kitchen, making bang, shaking hands, driving 80, trying to get home just to feed the baby, skipping the bread for the butter, changing our minds like we change our hair color. Yeah, ever since the beginning, we've been redesigning women.
That is a no-doubter. The Highwaymen with Maren Morris, Amanda Shires, Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby. You and I both love that record, Jim.
I did love that record. I wish it was a little grittier. Mm-hmm. I wish we could have bought those fine ladies 3-4 shots of tequila,
yeah,
and then had them record.
The production is a little straight-laced, but there's kind of like, what is country radio?
Yeah.
How can they deny this record?
No, I think a fine choice. Well. Fine choice there by Sharon from Willowbrook. Thank you, Sharon. Let's hear from another of our listeners.
Hey, guys. This is Bill from Nashville, Tennessee. I was just calling to let you know my favorite album of the year is the album Planetary Clairvoyance by the Toronto death metal band Tomb Mold. It is just this guttural intergalactic just annihilation of an album that just keeps hitting you over and over. And when you think it's finally done, it just keeps going. It's just this assault of sound coming at you from all over the place. These guys are fantastic. I can't recommend this enough. I found this a couple months ago, and I find myself just coming back to it over and over and over. So that's Tomb Mold, Planetary Clairvoyance. Thanks, guys.
I'm loving it. Bill from Nashville, Tomb Mold with Planetary Clairvoyance. I mean, I felt like that quite a few times in 2019.
It's in a fine tradition of Cannibal Corpse. I mean, Tomb Mold, what that, you know, they keep coming up with better and better names for their bands. That's for damn sure.
I love the vibrato, tremolo, just the entire, I mean, my head felt like a Tomb Mold listening to that. After a short break, we're going to hear from more of our listeners with their picks for the top albums of 2019, as well as from our producers and, of course, ourselves. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. What makes you blind?